Real the sugar malabim. The gate of malabim, the two chalakim, keep us without water, keep us with water. Sif altu, sif ches, was ending up without water, and that works from sif test to end, be keep us with water. To know the halachas apply practically, you basically have to answer four questions, and everything is very simple. First question is, you have to know, is what object are we discussing over here? A second question is, what is them soy? What is the liquid we're discussing over here? Third thing is the derech of being malabim, and the fourth thing is what to find shirusa zek kususai. Beer had over these four questions. When you say the first question, what chepitz, meaning? First question is what chepitz, meaning is it or is it Cyrus, is it begodim? What about new objects, nylon, plastic, rubber? Very simple. Second question is was them soy, what liquid, meaning is it mayim, water, is it wine, is it a cake, white wine, is it red wine, is it oil? Second question. Third question is what is derech being malabin over here, meaning is it shifshuf, are you rubbing vigorously, is it sichsuf, is it pouring water upon it, is it dam kivus, is it a case of shirusa, you're soaking it? That's the third question. A fourth question is when you have the idea of shirusa zek bususai, didn't there write so, what is the tzir, is it derech lechuk, is it when the bag itself is malukhluk, is it dafka by or, is it a case, is dafka a pishtin, what case is repar the klal shirusa zek bususai? Those are the four questions, and that's we're going to come and go through three of them right now. Beikar, one of them, Lalok, we'll get to next time, and the fourth question, in the gate to the them soy, the liquid, also do next time. So right now, we focus on the idea of what chayfis, the idea of what derech malabin, and what to find shusizek from susoy, and also the gate to the tsiurim, after you know this club, also focus on next time, the gate to contact lenses, the gate to brushing your teeth, the gate to sponges, that'll also be more next time. First question. The person has this Indian of derech malabin. What are the ways of being malabin? At first, the item on the sugya zvachim, that six lashonis over there had to clean something. The Gemara starts over the case of being megarer, case of scraping. You have a clear an object, you want to scrape something. The second lashon, just to find lashonis, is kiskus. Kiskus, as Rashi, means shifshuf. That means the words of rubbing, scrubbing. The third lashon in the Paiskim, the Gemara, is kibos. Words Mishnah calls third lashon is kibos, or the word Mishnah is dam kibos. The fourth lashon is shirutzai. That means the case of soaking. A fifth lashon is shifshuf. That means the case of rinsing. Shifshuf and shifshuf are two different things. Shifshuf is rubbing intensely, and shifshuf is rinsing. The sixth lashon in the Gemara is schito. It's squeezing something, moving something. Now, to explain each one of these six lashonis, the Gemara says, first, the case of a kli, when it has dam on top of it, the Gemara says the way to clean it is being megarer. It's to go over this wood, which is metal, and scrape it down. Now that's not megarer, a singular foot to the side. That's the first definition of megarer, scrape something. The second level below that, is the case of kiskos or shifshuf. Now, what do the words mean? Again, Rashi the sugya says, Mechab brings down that it means that kiskos is tzida zeh al zeh. A idea of shifshuf means rubbing one side to the other side. Now, the question over here is, when you say one side to the other side, is it what about with the case using your hands? Is that not one side of the R, the other side of the R? So come up with the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, the idea of is lav dafka, using one side of the leather to the other side. It says the bi'alacha, and the maskal is there. Any chayf of hater, any time you're rubbing vigorously, taking a hand to it, and rub it very hard, is same idea of shifshuf. Same idea of cleaning something very well. The words of the Mamoshi says it over, the idea of being mechazik, that means any intense cleaning, rubbing anything very vigorously, very hard, that's nichol and the get of shifshuf. That is the klal of shifshuf over here. Whether it's from beged to beged, whether it's a case from yad to the kliel, to this beged over here, does not make a difference. Anything that's being rubbed vigorously, intense cleaning, that is the case of shifshuf. Next level, come to when they had those an idea of stam kibos. Now he's not explained what does it mean, stam kibos. We'll have to say what the loch is. But what is dam kibos? So the Mishmur brings down the bialacha twice. It means using your hand. The Kamalong we told the Shmuel and says, you understand, you just said using your hand is shifshuf. So what's the difference between dam kibos and shifshuf? So where the Shmuel seem to understand, there's a level over here of rubbing with the hand, but done nicely, softly. I mean, sometimes you take a bag and you scrub it, or you take a plate and clean with your hand, you're not scrubbing against it. So it seems to be two different levels of using your hand. One's done doing it regular, and one's doing it with intense pressure of cleaning something, intense pressure of rubbing one thing to another thing. So it comes out that Shishuk, the second level, is intensely doing it, and Stam Kibbutz is Stam doing it with the hand also, but doing it as a regular level. The fourth level over here is Shurusay. Allah will get to be Nachmino. It is a question, Mishmur again threw out this level, and it's very ambiguous what the words mean. And the Chodin really have a hard time with it. The Aruch HaShabbos says, nearly that's the Pshat, Chodin says, clearly that's what it means. You need the case that over here, Bekal, do it with your hand, Bekal.
The whole Gemara is saying, Kibbutz is Kibbutz.
It's telling
me, Stam Kibbutz
exists, and what does that mean? Yes, Mishmur says this. Maybe we'll get back to this.
We'll
get back to the Cholkim. The fourth level of the case of Shurusai, something might say case in the ear, soaking one thing inside another, which what the level is, what bank we're discussing, that we'll get back to later on in the Chaburo. The fifth level of the case of Shikshuk. Shikshuk says that the Mishruh from the Sugar, meaning pouring water on top of it, says the Mishruh means even a little bit of water. If it, let's say you have a stain, you put a little bit of water on top of it, that's also Nichon again of Shikshuk. The same level over here. The sixth level is a case of Schito, squeezing something, bringing something. Now, also that together of Schito, all the Xerda abundance, also get back to next time. Now, this meaning practically what to do when you have a shirt, you have a stain, how to clean it. Just apply it practically, what does that mean? There are really five ways you can clean it. You have a shirt, you have a stain. Either if you take it and rub it, clean it very well. That's the case of Shirshu. You have another case where you can get a small stain, not too dirty, and do it lightly. That would be the case of Stam Kibbutz. You can have another case where Stam you have some dirt, you want to soak it in something. That's Shirusai. Or you can take a case, you can pour water on top of it. That's the case of Shikshuk over here. Or you have a what's all wet, you squeeze it. That's the case of Shikto. That means in every baguette, you have five ways of cleaning it. Five little things you want to do, and each one will have its parameter, its halakha, its category of how to apply practically with Japan, the right? So what to go do with it. Now, come on to the place where we say, once we have these five levels to get to baguette, and plus the case of Megara, the sixth level over here, they discuss a little bit what is the lumdus behind it. What is the idea behind it? Why by Or has its kabbal geder, and why by Beged has his geder? The one tainuk is Or, we see the loch is shifshim is going to be the iss of the ice over here. Masha inkein, if you want to soak it, won't. Pasha says, because the way I had to clean Or will have to be done on the shifshim. It doesn't clean well, just putting water on top of it or even soaking. It's not a good way of doing it. Come on, Lachon, if that's so, maybe you can make a new level with Zman Azir of cleaning something. Using chemicals, using bleach, that has the parameters of like shifshuf. That means Chazal had a case of either shifshuf or soaking and rinsing these levels. Let's say we can use chemicals, and the idea of soaking will end up doing the same gedder of shifshuf. And when you put bleach inside something with or inside, it will happen, the or will get very clean, becoming soaking. So we can do the same idea of shifshuf without doing the pool of shifshuf. If that's so, they want to come along and say, I'll be Svar Shavoy, I can clean it as well. Even by Ur, the idea of soaking will be in the right when using these chemicals. We're using the case of bleach, economical, they're discussing. That Mina will get to next time, the idea of contact lenses. People discussing over there using these saline solutions or these tablets put inside water that dissolves and cleans your contacts. They want to tell me, even want to tell me the contacts that we get or maybe Ur, but since it's a cleansing process, that's where you go do it. And has the same mild achievements if you're rubbing it. I mean, sometimes people take the kind of levels to rub it. Something they're using these tablets over here will have the same category of being a shifshuf. They have a Kamal Aruch HaShabbos discussing contact lenses. He says he's Eshav Yashiv, doing a letter from Vosner, and also the National Climate Achievement about. They want to know the idea of using chemicals has a get of shifshuf. I mean, we have the sixth in the Gemara, Kamal Aruch HaShabbos is and they want to know if you use things, you can have the same properties of shifshuf, and that's a normal way of doing it, we'll have the get of shifshuf. And they'll be back to the club and the get of shifshuf. So fine, so we went through one question we asked, what is the different definitions of cleaning things? We have the six options, Zmana Chazal, and plus our case of chemicals. The, what? Glass is not, it's a different level, in the case of a keli. We'll get to the next question. Let me discuss right now the how to melave. The next level is now discussing the objects. Second question, what object we're discussing?
Let's say you do any of these things and it doesn't clean it. Are you chayav still?
I'm not sure what that means.
Right? Made it worse. You poured water on it, didn't come out.
If it didn't clean it, then I would assume not. It might be a gezeira, but not the derisa shavui. Well, when we get to answer some of these things over here. Now, the second question, to get to what these materials are. So first, the sugya says, we'll come up in Gemara, there are three levels. There are really four kelim, four objects in the Gemara. In the case of a kli, There's or kosher, or rak, and beged. Those are the four things the Gemara says is vakum. Come on, Gemara. The Gemara really has three halachas over here. Before we get to be halacha, makes four halachas over here. I mean, read the Gemara, they're very simple. The Gemara is something that's la bar kivas at all. Not bar kivas. Like, he says, either a kli or kosher, they're the same category. And therefore, if you go like the abonel, the maisit smoter. There's no iser, fine, or kosher, no problem. The second level, the Gemara, is something that's bar kivas, but it's not balaya. Or that's rach, is a bar kivas, can be clean, except it's not balaya. Therefore, this halach of a only shif will be offered. Mashaking all things of my swim motor. The third level of Gemara is something that's a barkivus and is balea. You can clean it and absorb, it's like any beged. That, even a sinus mayim, is also me ulcer. That means Gemara has three levels, very simple. La barkivus, barkivus but not balea, barkivus and balea. One's motor, one's shifshif, one in the case of either sinus mayim. Came along with the Mishavura, he comes along and makes four lochas over here. He points out he has a kashrut in the Bialocha that is Bayan the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan Hilchos, Meister Karbonos, I think. Yet over here it's not Michal to continue the case or a kosher, but a rach. And therefore he has a Bayah. Why is that so? Of course, it sounds like he's machman all cases of or. Therefore he wants to Mechadish and say that Miyuchot and again did negate the Raisa. Negate Karbonos, the Kochim over there, has these club negated the Raisa. Negate us by Shabbos will come to Machma even by Jabon have its clone. And therefore we should make the four levels of it over here, La Lokal Maiso. Number one is La Bakivas at all, like Aitim, also he uses motor. So in the case of Aitim, Maiso says that's no problem. Even Shufshiv the Maiso's motor. Same as La Bakivas, but is Daima to our Rach, like our Kosho, according to Jabon, he wants to say the Shifshiv, and even Stam Kivas he wants to answer. Next level is something is bar kivus is not was not balea like for a rach. He wants to even shifshif might even be a deraiso, and the kivus stam kivus drop on him. And the fourth level of bar kivus is balea like for kodem about all the serious rhymes is the case of deraiso. That means the mishmur is mechadish pshat in the Rambam. He says pshat in the sugyo. He goes through the shakir tayo. Everyone appreciates the real that he knew the shakir of the sugyo. He came along and says the mice has four levels over here. They are kalim. This or kosher would have istri abon. This or rach would be this deraisa lulu mistafina by the case of shifshuf, but by stam kibus I'm sorry lulu mistafina, and by the case of bar kibus and malaya by bekodim that might survive in the case of deraisa. Four different things. Now just explain what came out from the shavua. Go through with the two things he said over here. First, the local negiah to or. There's really two ors over here. Again, there's the case of or kosher and the case over here of or rach. We'll come down first and get the case of or rach. So Mishavur says the case of sichsuch, soaking it, avada, that's water. Soaking water will be a problem. The case of shifshuf, says the halacha, saying to the sugyo, gamz namuch to the sugyo, for those who want to disagree, there's a graz over here, a bolt and shuvah. But the halacha says that the case of shifshuf, by the case of or rach, in the case of the raisa. Him, the Tivudov says the case of the raisa. Him, the Mishavur says, what about by stam kibas by the case of or rach? What's the halacha of stam kibas? The first he wants to handle Aleph, it's Osir. And he says, Agam, he points out that you read the Mechaber. Mechaber sounds like the case of Arach. It says, what is the case of Kibos that we're asking? It's only when we Meshavshet, Tzida Zeh Alzeh, with one side to another. But Stam Kibos from the Mechaber's Maturik, that's Motor. Some of the Mechaber look around, come out all the Swarm, until the Mishbu came along. They say, Stam Kibos from the is Motor by case of Arach. So the Bush, the Prisha, the Bach, the Vershasrol, the Goyin, Grass, Kayodim, Kitzer, and others. And Afshulman quotes Mishnah Berurah. And Afshulman says to Mishnah Berurah, Tzorchei and Gadol. Where in the world are you right to be Machmer? Void, Mishnah Berurah is pointing out, that's who those who are saying that Stam Kibus to Maisba or Rak Maisba Motor. Come on, Mishnah Berurah, where is he coming to be Machmer? He says, Avabaya, it's true that the Sugya sounds like it should be Motor by Stam Kibus. However, we have a numerous Rishonim. The Kamalan and the Sosam like the without saying the word that Kivas and Gemara means Shifshuf. Does not say that. True Rashi says that, true the Ram says that to the Bialacha. But otherwise the other Sham just says, like the words of Rava, the Locha is Kivas is also. And the Lithuanian showed him that way, he points out the big three, he says Rashi, sorry, he says the Rif, he says the Rambam, he says the Rosh, but he points out the Torah, those are four Shemi quotes. Or they say it's a bag that way and smack, Rav Yosef, or new showing him just bring down the Locha that Kivas is also. Therefore, come on the Bialocha as Mechadish is second Yisoid. That means this Bialocha, the Lord will thank two Yisoidis. Number one, he's saying the Yisoid of our kosher is Osir. That means not like the Gemara's going to be Istirabam. And number two, he's saying that also that the getter of Stam Kivas over here, he wants to make a dik, the sugya also goes to the Gemara over here, and he wants to tell that Stam Kivas is also going to be ulcer by the case of Orak. Stam Kivas Meister is ulcer. Now again, what is Stam Kivas? We should come along and it seems to understand that Shif Shif means intense rubbing, and Stam Kivas also means Viyad, but it's being done lightly. So the getter Orak, the Meister again, it comes out, the Mishmur is saying the getter Orak by Shif Shif is Dereiso. By Stam Kivas, he wants to ask and also make it in Isomir, Drabon over. Now the question is, how do the other Achorim answer back? What do the other Achorim say? The Maestro, it's very sussum among all the Rishonim, which was the Bam Kasha. The Rambam, the Rosh, the Riv say the Loch is that Kivas is also. The words are true, Kivas is also. Came on the basis of the two lines, Kivas is also true, that's the Rambam and the Riv. Have a look in Rashi, Kivas, what is that? That's Shif Shif. And therefore, one side to the other side. My Rishonim don't say that. It's very ambiguous among Rishonim. Why is it not there? So there are two ways of answering it. One way is that the Rishonim say like this: Sichsuch is mutter, and Kivus is ulcer. What does the word Kivus the Maisa mean? What is Stam Kivus? You could tell me the word of Kivus means that relative to the Shif Shif is one side to another side. Kivus means the fact that the Gemara comes down that Kivus means Shif Shif one side to another side. So Stam Kivas, that's what it means. It means one side to the other side. In fact, Gareth, there is no Machlikas over here. The other way around. Stam Kivas and all the Rishpaiskim are bringing down that they say the Loch is Shif Shif, they mean Stam Kivas, Tainuach. And when Shmuel is coming to Machadish, no, Stam Kivas is also. All the Paiskim be Stam Kivas is also. Just, they wrote like this, and they wrote the Loch, Sukh Sukh is also. Stam Kivas and Maisa is Mutter. That's what Rishonim was saying. Stam Kivas is Shif Shif. They agree to that. They don't have this level of Kabbalah place. They understand that rubbing one to another is the same thing.
It's always
us. It's always us. All rubbing one to another is us. Or come out the other way around. Mishmur is the cool over here. I come out the Mishmur is saying over Stam Kivas is Dindir Rabbanon. And all the place would not make this Kiddush to answer up the Rishonim. They're going to Stam Kivas is Shif Shif in the case of the Raiso. Or come out if you want to say that the words of Stam Kivas means Shif Shif, Zeh, Mitzad Zeh, where all the other place would say Shan Rishonim. Or come out if I can't, they're a Chumru. One way of saying it.
What's
Sichsuch? Sichsuch means pouring water. Shif Shif means to rub. Sichsuch Avad is the case, it's mutter by Arab.
Rubbing is mutter.
Sichsuch is pouring water.
Rubbing is
also. So it says, so the Kimmel Mishav says Kivas. Kivas means rubbing. Rubbing means where the lights are. There's no difference. The Kamal Mishav is saying, no, he doesn't stand that way. And either by what Stam Kivas, that's one way. Or you say Mamash Punk Faker. The other way around. You can say the halacha is that Stam Kivas is Sichsuch. And therefore, the Sforish way, why that way? The Sichsuch that way. And then the sounds is the most bedaik that way in the grass that way. Let's analyze what he says. What is the idea of pouring water? What is hitting the thing? So what's doing it lightly? What's doing it lightly with your hand, doing it lightly with the water? Same thing. So Faker, if Sichsuch is mutter, if you understand the word Stam Kivas means the lightly, that is Sichsuch. Sichsuch means pouring something. What's pouring? The water is hitting this thing and knocking it off slowly. What's doing it lightly? What's going to be the pressure of the water, the pressure of your hand doing it lightly? No, if you do that'll be shit. That's Mishmur. Anything doing it intense and vigorously, you have a hose from the fire engine. That pressure, why not? There's no din of.
You,
it's not you, it's either a beggar to beggar, it's your hand, anything that's intensely done. If you have a fire engine hose, that's intense.
So who are you asking?
No, I'm coming to answer how to go answer back to Mishmur. Mishmur is a bomb kasha. All the Shem say Kivas, 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 those are the word Shifshah. He came over to Mechad, Stam Kivas also. Didn't drop on him. There are two ways of answering back. Either you can answer back that Stam Kivas, if I carry is Shifshah. Why? Because both of them being rubbing one to one. Or if I carry the cool of the thing, Stam Kivas is Sichsuch. And I'll be sworn makes a lot of sense that Sisliya does write this. This I have more Malcolm for. You might say he does write this. Why? He says, what's it doing it with water pouring upon it lightly? You're doing the hands lightly. That's Hainuach, the same thing.
Kosokos,
yeah. But it means there's a way of answering back. The question is how to answer back. But she was Mechaj of awesome Kiddush over here.
But you don't need to say what you want to say about the fire hose of Beyonce.
Yes, yes. I'm not going to switch that. That's the tense. That's closing. But this. Yeah, intense.
The pressure makes it great pressure.
Intense.
So I think the opposite.
It depends how intensely you learn. What do you call intense over there? What's your class like? But maybe in yoga. Now, that's even Shiloh. Now, that's the gear to what the Lach of Arach is. The gear to Arkasha. Now first, what is Arkasha? The words of Mishmoni sounds like, it sounds like that cannot be bent one to another. You cannot one rub one side to the other side. That's what sounds like the definition of Arkasha is. Now, when we get a case to see a little bit of Vucha, what that is. But Arkasha, again, the words of Mishmoni, you cannot rub one side to another. What comes out? So it comes along, first, do we pass it as a bar kivas and a bar kivas? Machlis Gemara, Achim, verse Rabbanon. According to that Achim is a bar kivas, and the Chum is a bar kivas. The Be'alach ends off, the Shiltas does pass it like a Achim. At the Sheni, the Rambam Roy Bishan, we call it the Rabbanon, the Maisa, the Gates of La Bar Kivas. Halach La Maisa, what with Arkosho, so by the pouring on upon it, Avada, it's going to be Mutter, Shirusa, Avada, the Mutter. The case of Shirshuv, Kemal, the Mishtabura, like the grass, you won't say a case over here of Durabonon. By Ur Kosho, by the Shirshav is also only Durabonon. That means Ur Kosho, Ur Rach, Shirshav is Deraisa. By Ur Kosho, when the Sugya, only in case you won't say this Durabonon, Gam is a Chacham Shlomo on the page, you won't say both Deraisa. Let's put that aside. Mishmua says Ur Kosho is going to be a case of Durabonon by Shirshav. Now, Kamal Mishmua said by Kivos. Well, no, that is also the question of what level, by Shirshav, was answering it. Now, what comes out that Mishmur says, but Negeti Kivas also by Hidl Shitosa. Once it's Tam Kivas, the mic is going to be also in this situation over here. Now, fine. Those are the Kalim. Now, to apply to the Kalim practically, we really have to go do two different groups of Kalim. There's Kalim Bizmana Chazal, and there's Kalim Bizmana Zed. That means we have to go through what Chazal had, what their luck was, and what are our objects. First, an interesting question they set up is washing a person, can you clean a person, do shishuv on a person? One shell that came from is a bialach that's called Yehir. And he starts with tiny, that we see that the Gemara is discussing a case of a sack. Sack, the Gemara says, about it can get over the rice, says, okay, like a beggar. Says the bialach, a sack, everyone knows tastes in Shabbat, it says sack is even a case of Cyrus. Mm-hmm. There he starts with saying that a case of Cyrus of a person, to go clean it, has to get a bimalabit. A lot of the bark he was over here. He does end up maybe the chil between the case of it's mechubla to your body, not mechubla to your body. And then it sounds like you that the reason to be mekel here is no shem kivas over here. That's the sad to be mekel that there's no issur washing your hair because in shem kivas when it's mechubla to you. Now building from that, you can start saying also the same point: washing your whole entire body itself per se. Now he's discussing some washing it. What about the idea of being b'shafshet? Your body is balea. You feel it inside, you get wrinkles on top, your body nice is blazed some water, some liquid inside. So, what? So, R is the same idea. What's the idea of R? R is maestro, is belay a little bit if it sits after a while. So, the question is, your body should be R and shift should maybe be also over here. So, the Rishonim have this question over here. There's a Chuvah Tzirashi and a Shmuel Leket. They're being down, they want to say, the Lokas, you can go into the Nair, and only that, you're allowed to do a case of shift shift. It's not Shach's idea of Kivas and Balachayim. They don't explain exactly why. The Peshkim, I've been down the Moshe. Chesidcha has an interesting tshuva. The guy wants to ask for brushing teeth. He said, how can you brush teeth? It's malabin. So come on, Chesidcha said, that's not the reason to ask for it. You know, that's no shaykh. There's no leaving on. You'd be cleaning it. It's nothing to do with balea. Shiv shiv is also even by R. Mm-hmm. That's not the Isser. For Shunai or for Shabbat, there one time there's no Isser. Now, why is it still there's no malabin on a person's body? I'm not clear why. Why certain malachas are, certain malachas are not? For example, Kleisiv is on the person's body. It's in their eyes. The Mishnah, the Raisa Mishnah says, Yechai for it, when you grind the top of your body. Akama goes away, the Mishnah says, because it goes away, because it's an inborn eraser. The Chimum of the Gov, otherwise it won't stay. Once it's the Raisa, Baina, even other than the Tzela, Taifer in your body, Machal Tzela Poiskim, so I'm not sure why that's so. Not only that, I found yesterday the Kal Oris, he wants to die in the Mordechai in Shulta Gevorim, the Rishonim wants to find out that the issue of the body wants to say to Machalikis, Shibula Elekit, Verse the Mordechai, if there is shifshif in the body, there's an issur over here. Maisai, the swam go, and it's a pashas, we don't ask the people cleaning their bodies, let them rub their hands vigorously under water, we don't ask for it. Might be a sigur mamachik, moichik, if there's a issus on top of it. Otherwise, the avada and hogis, he make all the time, you show them what the lumpus behind it is. The second level, the material they have is manachazal, the case of glass. Now, Maisai, glass, avada says the poiskim is nichol together of a kli, metal, and therefore has no issur of washing it. They do discuss a separate sugya on Siman Shinchov Zayin, and let's say you want to make it shine. Is there an isser of taking the shul, shul, shul? Effectively, there's a fox tail. the tail of a fox to clean something, make it shine. They get involved in something, it's a tear hole, maybe the hole. And therefore, to make something shine using Windex and glass might be an iser. Or Chashabas on the aser. Not mitzad aser, not mitzad the malabim, it's a single one to hold tear hole.
So, what about using Windex on the countertop?
It doesn't make it shine, it doesn't sound like this an iser. And even that, even in the case of shining, which was unclear what the iser is, means that my real, my kavram, all these nine
floors.
I don't see the iser in using it on the, it doesn't make it shine. So the why this should be an issue. Now, I'm not sure what it means shine. I know the picture on the Windex has little sparkles and it makes it shine. I'm not clear if that's what... I'm not clear if that's what it even means to close the eye. In the case of discussing about silver making it shine, they take it even in the case of glass. I'm not sure if our Windex... Or for Shabbos, he seems to say that, I said. Make things shine in glass. I assume that he means Windex. What else, what is that? But again, you can argue the Metzius. But again, there is a halacha out there making things shine is an issue. If that's a Metzius, there will be an issue. Now, they discuss about suede. So I don't know, suede is the case of a leather. If they have the same form of leather, they're going to get to yarmulke, for example, it gets dirty. If you want to clean up the water, be mutter, if it's leather yarmulke, not these. If the shif, what? Okay. If it's so what? Right? If it's raka, right. If we let it's raka, it'll be shif will be ulcer, otherwise to rinse it will be a problem. Without water, let's say Samdor, you want to bang it, depends if you makbid, not makbid. If the case of you're not makbid, you can do it binar, you can even check it. Shif shif might always be ulcer. The interesting case of the cost is what about wallpaper? Now, I would have thought wallpaper is made of paper. A paper of the mice, maybe it's belay. Can you clean the wallpaper on Shabbos? So see, the chutzpah wants to tighten the wallpaper as butt to the wall, and therefore there's no problems of being a ghetto of something that's belay. If it wants to tighten it, it's a ghetto of a kli, which you can wash on Shabbos. I'm not sure how the world bittle takes away the bli is if it is belay. Why should not be
carpet,
to be belay? So you just so come along the or for Shabbos says no, we don't say it by the case of carpet when it's attached. You won't say only wallpaper, not carpet.
Why?
Right, exactly. Another case that's called is a cheres, and another case of a kli. Another case that's called is metal, case of a kli, a meshi silk, avad the beged. That means you cannot silk, you can't wash it. Silk avad the beged. Now, the case of paper per se, they discuss the two ways of using paper. One, you want to take paper to clean something else with, whether it's your fresh wipes, atzmalapin, mal schit, and avad the salser, or mitan cleaning up a table. That, the common emotion, others say, avad is not cleaning it, it's little get a kilkul, it falls apart. Avad is not with atzmalapin. However, they do say, let's say you want to clean paper, let's say a piece of paper with something on it that you want to take and clean off the paper, that comes along with Shabbos says about the get of a beged, why should not be a beged? About the paper is belaya, has a clump of the get to a beged over here. That means, for example, let's say by Lela say the wine falls on your hagodah, the paper over here, you want to put it under the water and clean it, so it won't be a hazard. Because my paper is a beged, it is the same materials that grow. And it has the same klum over here. And therefore, shoes to be ulcer, and all this klum over here will be ulcer on anything that the gate of paper can put water upon it. The gate to wood come along the Mishnah and said that's not going to clean. That means how, therefore, you let it wash it. No problem there. They do point out, but let's say if Nevin said, let's say there's Dioyu right on top of it, that'll be to wash that off. Might be an Isobio Mitzamalabin, something on top of it. Something, the thing itself won't be clean, but something on top of it, taking off, that might be an Isser.
Now,
obviously, when you write something, it's the ink that's on top, it doesn't go inside.
Right, so why did I say?
You are stop cleaning something, right? Taking off that's on top of it. That's who wants to tie it on.
And what's it taking off on top of it?
It's malabit, whitening it. Now, there is a back of being down the marshal, one time that whole aloch is only by white begotten by big dates, voiding once they hit shots, and not the chaligeda of malabit, the mice come on the back, which moving down. Very stark. Not the way the Avad is a chiv, even by all begun, whether it's Savoyim or not, there's no chilik over here. Well, that's simple, this man of Chazal. I think that's the case that's simple, except maybe the wallpaper. Negate to all new materials, this man of Zeh. Now, the Sram throw out the case of gumi, which is rubber, a case of nylon, which is nylon, a case of sakai, which is vinyl? Vinyl? Sakai is. Vinyl.
Vinyl.
Vinyl. Vinyl. Vinyl. Vinyl. Vinyl is.
Take
another, fine. And they have a case of plastic. Now, some people, now plastic and nylon, I'm not clear what the difference is. Some people live together, from one word, some words, two words, but there seems to be a case of plastic and nylon. So, fine, nicely, there are four different things out there that I'm going to make them all as one group, and there'll be three levels in this one group. Now, you read the swarm, they seem to maybe mechalk and drop these materials, trying to make it simple. The ikur, everyone's going to go in this mahalach. In the new materials, there really seems to be three options of the metzias that you can have. You can have something that is, let's say, plastic. You can have your plastic plate that's very hard. The plastic plates, you sell them, 10 shekels, it keeps them a couple of years. Hard plastic. Very hard, solid, hard plastic.
A real
plate is 10 shekels, real hard plastic.
Yeah.
I said 10 shekels, I didn't say, that's what I said that for. Right, 10 shekels, that's if you ever go shopping, that's not the price.
That's how much you buy
the wow. No. One plate. There's hard plastic, reasonable hard plastic. But there's a second case. That's really more glass. I don't know what that was exactly. The hard, blue ones, the red ones. That was hard plastic? Fine. The sheet was hard plastic. That's hard plastic. Now that's a new material. There's a second type of the chapami plastic tablecloths. That's plastic also. Then there's a third type in these new materials. You can make them into threads and make them to the garden. You can have your polyester ties or polyester suits or whatever it is. That's also a new material. That means you have three different ways to take the new materials and do something with it. Make it completely solid, make it into something that's soft, but also not. And they can make something that's threads. Each one. What? So, step by step. Fine, so I said we'll discuss first each one. First, let's take something that's soft plastic, make it a plastic table, make it simple first. Now, there's a reason why it'd be better than R, there's a reason why it's worse than R. Or again, the R kosher and R rack can't do shif shif. Or Mach can do shif shif. Can you on these soft plastic do shif shif? Plastic tablecloth. Plastic tablecloth. A soft one, like either one. Like this one or that one.
Disposable.
Let's make, yeah, either one. Or this one. No, either one. So come along with the swarm and watch how you better than R. Very simple, because R and the Maiso, it's true, it's lab and apaleo. It's but it's a bar kibus. Might be a bar kibus depending on if it's R kosher or rach. Well, Maiso, if you leave it inside water, after a while, it is baleo. Your shoes eventually do blow. It doesn't get it right away. So both the time is, R about is baleo. But it's not the process of being mechabes. Do you know why? Because it takes a while until it's baleo. Leather does have holes inside, very small holes. I said R. I'm saying the difference. R, leather of body is Balea. Everyone agrees with Balea. It'll take a while. Therefore, it's not in the process of being Mechabes. Mashing in our plastics, the reason why it could be better than that, it's not Balea. You have a plastic bag, you can walk around with water inside all the time, the mite is not Balea. It's not Balea at all. Therefore, could not be Sora, Shabbat, Kamal, Ramosha, and the Debatina, from the Zalman, numerous places can say, I'll be Sora, the mite is better than the case of R. And therefore, the get of kli. What's the luck of kli? All washing the mice in water. Any wood, all washing in water. Metal, all washing in water. That's a piece of swarov. However, the come along, the moisha, and the betina, which is on all end the same side, a piece of swarov can be make on the rice. Make on the rice nowhere. Maybe it's a shifshav, scratch the rice for orach. And therefore, they come along, the one taina by shifshav, by orach, you have to be machmer. I said, my soft plastic.
The vigorous rubbing.
Right, vigorous rubbing. That's one side over here.
Why?
Because it's an awesome svara. We don't paskin based upon svara sometimes.
We know that it could be not belay.
But we know it, we don't also know. We, that's true. But who says it has to get a kli? That's what we assume. But maybe it's not enough. Maybe it's but or rach. We give a get of the rice. We take svara in the rice over here.
Because
that's Gemara says. And there, the mice, it doesn't bend. There, it's a solid form that doesn't bend. We said something doesn't, something that bends, maybe that's will have a problem with it. That's. The metal doesn't bend. I'm saying things again. Things that shy, I'm saying, or acting soft plastic, into hard plastic, soft plastic. Things that bend and go one to another. Outside of Shani, the others say, no, it's all for Svara. You're saying there's Arlatian, Shemi Kosi, Yavakish Toro, there's Mikhadish, even Chakriyavsky seems to go this way. They want time, that's good for them. Now, most of them seem to bring down a Moshe, Shalom, Zalman, and others say, no, not the way, they want time. Be Choshish for the Raisa on soft plastic over here. No, even if it's not Balea, so what? So what? That's the thing over here. Now, the Tat to be Machmer.
What's the shame code? Especially it doesn't absorb, but it does.
that's even worse. It's back to our Mishnah.
I'm not sure.
That's the Yom Kippur. Now, even on those who
have the
conversation,
that's true.
That's
true.
Now, even you want to be machmer on this case of soft plastic as a get of oro, there are two ways of saying over the schumro. The way of Moshe comes along and says it's over, says therefore by shifts of yafi machmer. The way of the Bersalim says over, Rabbi Shavuot says that stam kivas, ulu of estafina, has a get of deraiso. And therefore, come along the Rabbi Yom HaZilber one time, even stam kivas yafi machmer on plastic. That means nafkamina, when you have this plastic, you want to clean it. This is all plastic in my, when I was young, this is all they had on the tables. So to clean it, my soul you go to do it even softly to rub it to the chalice of the ulcer. That's a little stafino. Take it that far, you slaughter the myself. But Moshe says what? Could have shashed the raiso. Kon Moshe was tam kibos for our back. Is the lumis fina get over the raiso? They'll come along to the Moshe saying, we're good. Oh, the lumis fama saying, but the raiso will not be makele on the case of soft plastic. The maitha, the reason to be makele, very simple. First of all, the lumis plastic motaino. That first of all, mice are all plastic, even soft on the water. Void is Mishibu is Lulu Mistafina, which everyone here knows what that means. Lulu Mistafina means I will have said, I'm not sure to say, might want to say these things, but I'm afraid to say, but it could be I'm saying that. So therefore, Al-Fatsir of Ula Yesh Lot and Lahokal, and therefore, for that reason, the Moshe said to you, Machma, only by the case of a shift shift. Fine, to come along, that means. Stam Kibus for Orvach, he wants to say, is a Lulu Mistafina. I'm saying Orach, we're discussing right now. Orach. I'm saying Orach, that's the question. Is this Orach over here? That means, right, talk about the middle again. I said there's hard plastic, there's soft plastic, and then there's the thread. So first, soft plastic. The chash over here, maybe it's get a Orach, but the right, so maybe it's not. We don't know. The most from Amachmer, I have come the starkest for, and the newest person I saw in Michael, and say it's get a clean. Second case over here is the case of threads. Now, to get to these polyester threads over here, let's say very simple, you have a polyester tie. You got a stain on top of it. Can you put inside water and meister and clean on Shabbos? What's the smart to mechalik? Very simple. To be machmer, to be mekel. It's not the meister to be machmer, is the meister, it has these threads, and it has things goes around it, and it goes inside. Just like anything that's blayer, this is also blayer. The smart to be saying that that way, is the difference by cotton silk is blayer inside. By polyester, it's only a blayer around the threads. That's what they say. It actually cleans from your traps it. And that's why by polyester, your silk will come right out. You try that with your silk tie, it won't happen that way. It doesn't work that way. Why? Because one being trapped between the threads, one being blayer inside the threads. That's the Matthias. If that's so, maybe it has the get of R, or maybe even get of a clear here. So those who want tiny, that's synthetic, by threads, do not have a getter of or somebody say cleaver, but let's say give it a getter of or shish will be also your polyester tie. Fine. But soaking it, come along the Shemir Shabbos and Chosay. Not by Yom Shabbos.
The shank will be the same thing. Why not? Also,
let's first get what it says, and then you can apply your codes and your plan. You're fine. Come along the Shemir Shabbos, Ebenim and Zilber, and the Shkliezer. I said, there I was to wash it off. Too much soaking it over here. Yeah, rub me off. I think so. So could be. So the newest Paiskum, again, Rav Nevensel and Yalti Yosef, and some Obama seems to be anointed this way. He wants a tiny, anything that's polyester that soaks, not a problem. Rubbing, that may be not. It's soaking, should be a problem. Atel Hasheni, and Machoyz or Shokol, they come along and say, Maisa, it's being below inside, or in between the things. The Yavik Shlomo Zalman wants to ask her, Olatzin, and Nashik Lorne, and Vosner, Chodshani, Bazil Orbach, Machoyz or Shokol among the Swam, what exactly go do, or Shabbos and Machmer. But Maisa, there's a big tumult, how to go look at these things. Therefore, you'll see a lot of people when they get to they have these ties that are polyester. Now, some people might as well do it, others will shrine, what are you doing? It's Shabbos. So you might have a Bayam, develop Tumor Luravim, or maybe a Bayam, Sasugim, Arasayin. But besides for those two points over here, there is a svar here to be Michael. The svar to say no, the mice to be machmer. The svar because lakosa, how exactly do you look at it? Yes. Coin the kilo, coin the shemir shabbos, coin what? So you could start playing with some direct. I'm not even sure if that's so. Because it's not being blamed inside.
That's
yeah, that's another question.
Not being blamed. We know both the lapping delay insects. Why then?
Because the difference is by Oro, the Gemara says it's not a bar pliya, it's still going to be Mahmer, right? Bar kivos. Again, the Gemara is vegetable. But the Gemara, the Svar to Mechalik is that by Oro is a bar kivos, not a bar pliya.
Okay.
By Begodim, the Gemara says it's a bar pliya. This is not. So Gemara says this is the definition of a beggar. The Gemara gives the definition. This is not something that's Balea. It's not bar pliya. So this is not a beggar.
The Gemara gives
the definition of a kli also. The Gemara does not give. The Gemara says by kli is not bar kivos.
Why is it not Balea?
Don't say it. No, that's not true. Or the Gemara says or is not Balea and still is a bar kivos. But or rach is bar kivos and or kod bachlu yabonu nacherim. That's not so. So we see there's a getter of bar kivos not being Balea. People on Machal say or is different than the case of our plastic. Why? Because Balea. He wants to say or is not bar Balea. He wants to say because or is, takes a while to be Balea. Who said that together? By tie, by a beggar. He wants to beggar is a bar Balea. Your tie is not. Polyester is not bar Balea. It doesn't Balea. It's not, the facts are polyester doesn't Balea. Rubber is not Balea. Plastic is not Balea. What?
The beggar is bar kibus.
Beggar is a bar kibus. So that's not enough to ask her. The bar kibus or is also bar kibus. To ask the soaking and point what I mean,
oh, have to be bar. You have something of an R is bar, is bar kibbutz, not bar belayah. And also,
what's also? Shifshuf. But not pouring water, not soaking. But tablecloth, the Gemara, again, I is machala, but the Gemara is chilik, the Gemara calls the R is a bar kibbutz and not a bar belayah.
Right.
So not belayah, so something is a tablecloth, same thing, it's bar kibbutz, not bar belayah. What's the difference? Here, the beggar is a bar balea. Is balea something?
Here it's not balea.
It's not balea. But see, it's more
like R.
That's, yeah, a lot of shifshuf. Pashas. We'll say pashas. Whatever.
No, it's
not a temple.
It's the same thing as
temple.
Shifshuf's also, and
the Mekilim will say that shifshuf will be also, but soaking will be water. Or pouring water will be water. That's Mekilim.
The same thing as temple, same thing as
yeah. That's the question. Now the third level, what about a hard plastic? Look at the swarm as far as I can tell, give it the category of being a kli. I over here wouldn't even buy yam, it's on the sugyo of shif shall be chashtu raisa, because not true, but the hard plastic will have a getter like our kosher. What is our kosher? Can't rub one side to the other side. It also can't rub one side to the other side. This shif said Mishra is only drabonim. Therefore, since by drabonim we'll go after what everyone assumes is poshit, there's no iser of rubbing something on hard plastic.
It looks like, if you look at some of the
shoes,
it looks like it's
Belay. Well,
that's by
R. No, that's more severe. No, even on this, it looks Belay. But the grain on this looks like it's Belay also. It's not Belay. It stains it.
Can't get it
up. Yes, you can. So, might as come along, then we negate the synthetic at three levels over here. If it's hard, we'll get it a clee. If it's something that's soft plastic over here, the Mavucha, most newest place can seem to give it a getter, Mechumro, for the right of Shifshuf. The get to threads, a big tomb among the place, and the get to soaking or to pouring water on top of it. Just go through cases. First, one, wash your dishes. You don't want to use a sponge, everyone else also. So you want to use your plastic gloves on top of your hand to clean something. So can you go do that on Shabbos? Because you're using a plastic glove that bends and moves, and it's all plastic over here. Can you go use a plastic glove? Just come along with Chesitzchok and Choshani and Shmir Shabbos and Arba Shabbos. Come along Taino to go use it as mutter. However, afterwards, to go clean it, to rub it afterwards, to clean the gloves. Mitzvah shifshuf. That's also disposable gloves. You want to wash them, not throwing them in the garbage.
Right.
It wasn't more expensive. Those are 5 shekels. Let's say disposable. No one washes disposable. Right. But the 5 shekel ones,
right?
Or 10 shekel ones.
Blue ones.
Blue, red, yellow, green, whatever color you have.
Rubber.
Rubber, right? Rubber gloves. Rubber gloves. Rubber gloves. So come on, then. One time to rub it afterwards. You have a bayah according to machmim of a chash. Shifts of deraisa. Now minchas ish is Michael because he's Michael in general. We don't lack bechoshes. Michael is from the swarm. What's going to do it now? However, the bayah, which I think you want to ask, is that there really is a question over here. When you wash the dishes, you're rubbing also. So I see you rubbing the shifts on the gloves then. So the Urcha Shabbos get devolved. He said number one, not miskam v'kivas. Number two, not basic in the nikud of the cleaning the gloves. And there was not nichal shem pool of kivas over here. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what these words over here mean. Because I know the words mean, but I'm not sure.
Before that,
you
use the wipe, not a problem.
Yeah, here. Here it goes to the garbage, no, is falling apart, there's no need for it. Here, the mice, first of all, after any of his kavim, the mice is nichlai. Why? Because unless you're washing five dishes, you want after the first dish with gloves to not have the lichel and happen fall off to wash the second dish. So the first situation close to the ichalei. The idea that it's derech lichluch, you can be making over here. I don't know, that whole entire head to which get to the column over here, only to get to the sugya of shoes and not to get to the sugya of washing something. I'm not close to the source to make, I don't see anyone being machmer. Maybe the whole chum over here of rubber is each clothing where it's coming from, against machlokes, how to look upon it. But I hear at least a kash over here, why exactly you can even use rubber gloves on Shabbos. A gam that seems to be with the oil before machmer to use the kosher sponge, to use rubber gloves. A gam I hear a kash, why that's so. A second example of this warming down, can you go take a pacifier and clean it? Or take these gumi, the bottles, yeah, the plastic rubber nipples on top, can you go clean them on Shabbos? So this seems to be a little bit of a shiloh here, similar question, what category do you put it under? That means, come along the Shamazaman, or Tzin, or the Shabbos, others, Choshani, one time the Maisa should be motor. Either way, the Choshani says, you know why? To get a tzuas kli, it's a kli, to get a kli, not sure what that means. Or the way the Shamazaman says, you have no kavan to go clean it. The Maisa, what are you doing? You're taking, you're doing shifts, you're rubbing hard. You're cleaning it hard on the hard, on this rub over here. Therefore, the Izzel B'Yashim, Izzel B'Yashim says, what's the answer? Shifshim, Sapi Svabim is the Raiso. It could be, I think part of the Mavuch over here is what the Tzati Mekel, besides those when Mekel on all rubber, but let's say the Tzati Mekel, let's say even the Machmirim is this hard or soft? How exactly do you look at it?
You could hold it.
It's a lot softer than the silver.
Like you rub, Mishmur, yeah.
Yeah, you could rub them on side. It depends on the barrel you could.
So then the Machmur, what the answer is? I don't know why it should be motor.
It's
okay, you can. But you ever washed in the passport either? You love it. That's you do. That's
you
passport is my sense. So again, I'm not clear why you make it less when you get an or kosher, which again, I could hear maybe he's not going to get an or kosher. I could hear the Torah. I'm not clear where the switch level or kosher, which is the orach. But usually, a similar case you can discuss is a soft plastic cup. Can you wash it on Shabbos? So again, I see the Oratian or the Shabbos one time. And they get a believer over here. Maisa, you can't bend it, less than maybe they're giving it. And the Ashes, they're going to climb yourself in. No, you can always bend. So there's ones you buy 100 in a package for 3 shekels. Right, these, what you have. These cups you can wash them out.
You could bend it, or you could.
So it seems to be like this. Mishmuel says, oh, get him or kosher. Something that you cannot bend solely or kosher. Something that's less than that, he doesn't seem to explain. That means it could be.
You said that
everywhere,
not in one place. You
can
touch.
You can't. Again, hard. The place of the hard plastic, of course, can bend. That's the only case of our kosher. I'm not clear where do you put a nipple, where do you put these plastic cups? Because it's not like the plastic tablecloths that are made to bend. What's a cup like that? If that's it has something has its own tzura but can be bent. That's I'm not sure where to put under. A nipple has its tzura but can't. Yes, this one also, that's why I want to say more the cheap plastics. But even this is made to bend. It falls over, made to bend.
No, it's not made to bend.
No, again, so again, something, I think this and the plastic table or the old one are made to bend. Anything that stands with its own cereal, I'm not sure where to put it. It could be that's part of the argument. Where do you put these plastic cups? Where do you put these nipples? Where do you put these pacifiers? Is it our kosher because it has its own cereal, which I hear swear for? So no, so Kusav, Mishmur says, they can rub one to another. They can't mice be bent. I'm not sure if it goes to what can be, but see it to stand by itself. And you could be mitzarif nochem a thing before, maybe it's what anyway. Could be that somebody got it coming from. First of all, we're not sure where to ask her. Why? Kshash teraisa. I'm not sure this is even the kshash teraisa. Like a sex striker, maybe.
The rubbish for your shoes, same thing.
So let's take now shoes. They get two shoes over here. Now, if it's man a chazal, you might see a vadi lada, get mud on top of your shoes, the lock of the vadi can put out the water, or you can soak it. Problem is, bizman is there. Two problems. One, they point out, usually you have shoelaces. Shoelaces are usually made of materials that are balaya. So can you soak them inside? You have shoelaces that are balaya. That's one thing. Now on the tzad, even though there are plastic, they have another problem over here. You might say, inside the shoelaces are shops, others want to answer. But let's say they're synthetic. They have another problem. Inside the shoes, our shoes have stitchings to it. The stitching. Now what is the stitching? Is it synthetic or not? I have no idea. But on the tzad that's not synthetic, which it could be is a dash shaitim over here, pichosh l'chumah, l'chshash derais over here, commonly shemir shabbos or shabbos and chavonim, and others say, the mice have no head to soak your shoes today. That means even though everyone says shoes, you can soak, that's why in those days they're not seeing down stitching to it, and therefore you're able to soak. Ours, the mice have stitching, the mice
soak. There's no stitching, how
to I don't know what they, I don't know what happened.
How to work.
Maisha, this question really is brought up kind of because laws they said Sarchian are those when we make home and Khazish. But before I hear the Maisha, we're doing the material we are that's stitching to on the Shemir Shabbat or Shabbos, Maisha Asra.
A boot should be there, rubber boots.
It's soaking, yeah, 100%.
Soft
rubber. I have a problem with that. Then fine. That's the, now we just finished the second question. Now the third question. Come on, we have a sugya about shoes. So what's nichol the sugya shoes? Is that kusisai? What is nichol upon it? That's some common we should point out. We have a steer as sugyas. We're gemar and zvachim with afsak dal b'zion shoes. Is that kusisai? The words of Rava is you throw sugya to mine chayim deraisa. Clear shoes is deraisa. By us, we have two sugyas. Seem to say not the way of gemar and yumo. That by Zion that says you want to come to Rabbi Yontif, you won't go to an Amas Amayim, Ein Chalishish, Mach Mitzvah like Ozru. And we've known a Sigil, Be'er Dafid Ches, and the Isha, what she was talking about, she wants to matar herself, she knows the Begodim, she wants to matar the beggar she's wearing. The Loch is, she can do a Ramah, be terrible with her Begodim on top of her. Why Mach Mitzvah like Ozru? That's, yeah. So we have two cash over here that we seem to be saying that there are no Isser, there are Isser, because it says Mach Mitzvah like Gozu, that means Shus is like Gusta. Only the Rabbanon, we have Steers over here. Among the Shinah, they clear the 40th Mahalkam and answer this question. The first Mahalkam Tayson on Daf Kofir Aleph, he brings down that something, the whole idea of Shus is like Gusta, it can be Dinder Isser, only when the Begin is Matunav, only when it has Tid on top of it, has Tsaya, when it's Matunav, when it's something that's Muluch Lach, you want to clean it. The words of the Shavuah, he calls it the same as Chumah, the Arzua Shito. Right? That's what he calls it. That's their Shita. They faskin that this didn't their Isis, only what's with Tunav. Atzal Hasheni, the second Shita, the Shavuah examined the shame of the Meitam, the Rashbam. He says the whole entire Loch is Dabkul when he's doing it not Derech Lechloch. However, when it's Derech Lechloch, meaning going to an Amas Samayim that really dirties over here, that's the case where Maisa will be more turned. That means this Loch is in Fakarat. Even if there is no Lechloch on top of it, still it's also. First, she said, look, that's going to be also. Second, she said, no, look, it's going to be also, also unless the case of Amas Amayim. The third. Yeah, we'll get to the final there. But that's it, yes. That's the place, yeah.
But that goes now with the sad that if it would have a less one, it would be other. Because if so, then it's not, then obviously there is a kilo. Meaning.
Well, we'll get to that. First, the sheetahs, maybe the final sheetahs. Step by step. We'll get to why it's a mitzvah also. That's the second shito. The third shito over here is brought down again by Shavua, Mechamer, the Reyim shito. And the Maisa, all materials are Osir. I think Moa says they went to Amas Amayim, or in the case of the Isha, she wearing big day or she wearing leather clothing, even those days. Fine, so the Maisa wore leather clothing. Fine, Chiddush in the Sugyom. Atzad Revi, Mamash with the 5 carats, come on the tour being down with Rav Mutterberg, wants to tell you that all but Gadma Mutter except Big Day Pishnah. Only Big Day Pishnah has Shavu Sazak Susu Sai. Fine, those are the four Jews who wrote down. A little nice to get to maybe next time, but those are the four Mahalkal over here. Now, just first to define, we're saying four ways of being cleaning something. This cloud, we know we have different ways of cleaning. We have Shirusa, we have Tichsuch, we have Shifshuf. These four sheets are going in which pool of cleaning? The Kamal Mishmur is very clear. The Geita, Shirusa, Zek, Ususai, in that we have the four sheets. Let's indicate a shifshuf. Give us gomer. Says the Mishnah Berurah for Kolam Tes. Avad Emnevi is also going shifshuf. I don't care what you're doing, but the pool of shifshuf. That means this whole four different sheetahs is soaking. When do you apply the act of soaking Zek Kususai? What she said, sheetah says what? That everything except or some say Dafka case Pishtin. Some saying these are Klum and Shusam. The Orchid Shabbat says therefore in my sheetah we after everything. This is the cloud of one thing. When do we say the cloud shoots that goose on? That's the four sheetahs over here. Now, just to explain two of the sheetahs which we're going to pass the law for. The first sheet again is something that's matunuf. Then the person has to be machmer. If it's tit, sorry, on top of it, then you have to be machmer. Now, what is something that's dirty? So, come along with the Rosh Yumo, Mishmur brings down, but he says it brings down. That let's say you wear something, it gets black and dirty. You wear because it's a daily wear, and what do you do after there to you put it on laundry? Come along with the Rosh and says that's not matunuf. He's very clear, Mishmur brings down very clearly. The fact that you want to put in the laundry and not have it freshly sent. Not only that, it's even going to hushchar. You got blackened a little bit. That's not nichol together of being matunah, which is the chiddush. Those are the words. Very clear. That daily wear does not make something. If something fell on top of it, got dirty, fine. But daily wear, I think it means adult daily wear, not children's daily wear. But adult daily wear is not nichol together of being something that's dirty. Why? Because that's what we can wear another day. Except what? We still put in the laundry after 2 days, after 3 days.
Why is that different than a stain?
To to be in a chumah shus, a zek fususai, in this category has to be something that's matonav. And the Rosh right, and that level, again, all things that be right. But not for shusai. Shus is a lower level of cleansing process, not shushu, right? It's not squeezing, a different level there.
You're supposed to say the same thing?
Well, he wore for a month. That means he could wear it one more day. That means El Mai, so I rather. Now, you tell me after a month it's gross because tons of things on top of it. So, I mean, that's tin up already. But the words of the Rosh are clear. Ended in Chuksh or Maxim Levisho, that's daily wear, that's not going to get a Matonav. Now, they do discuss, let's say it's clean. You have a bag that's not Malachuk, it's clean, but you're coming to clean it even more. You want to soak it to clean it even more. It's clean. Let's say it's daily wear and you soak it. And you do it white because Kavona to clean it. What's the halacha in that case? So you read the Rosh slowly, he says it very clearly, it's mortar. He says, I feel it's your voice, lavna yaitzi, you have Kavona to go clean it, and it's mortar. I said, I'm saying the same, but Truma says the same halacha from the Tonov. He said, but you have Kavona? He said, only not miskavin, mortar miskavin. We all, sir. That means going through Amit Samayim, it'll be Mekel. But otherwise, if you have Kavona, Avadi, you have Kavona for full leave one, we all, sir. And the Nazar points out, this is my halacha, you're showing him what the halacha is. When you know it's clean, and Kavon is to make it even cleaner. Again, we'll get to next time, Major Nav Kamino, contact lenses. If people want to say, I will clean them today, I can wear them tomorrow. I don't really need to. So you do it every other day, every third day. It's clean right now. It's nichol getta of Mimaluchluch. And you come to put it in the saline solution, the tablets, to clean even more. Do you have a head to go on the first sheet? Do you want to wash it? Do you want to say about or no? Now, this Indian over here, about this first sheet, about, we're saying the derech luchluch is also, you still always have to worry about a side sugya. The sugya of schito. That means, come along the Mishmur and says, it's true the loch is, that'll be mutter. You have a bayah to soak it. Why? It's not a sugya of Shem Yitzchot. It means you always have to take it with the sugya of Shem Yitzchot, like Xerah, and then that is what the Gemara means, Mokh Mitzvah Gozru. That means there's a Xerah Shem Yitzchot. For that, we won't worry when Abba Samayim or Isha will be Matar ourselves. Those are the cases why the Gemara says, Mokh Mitzvah Gozru. At the schito aspect, not the shus aspect, but the schito. That means you always have to worry about Shem Yitzchot. We'll have to get the clone. We'll get a clone next time, next Shabbat. What are the clones of Schito? Or when is the clone of the Gzer of Schito? But we come out over here, even though the things are mutter, we always have to go about Schito, number one, when you soak it. And number two, even when the Sinus Amayim come on the monster of Test and says, you can only do what? Only Mat, not Ruba, why? Gzer of Schito. Gzer of Schito over here. Now, even more, Mishmur said, even Kavon is also, but you always have to worry at sorry point, even if you soak things. You still gonna take care of the sugya of the shechito. Now, in the sheet over here, we're saying that halacha is when it's meluchluch or be osur. Let's say it's meluchluch, but also the derech luchluch in the shechito. That means we know we have two sheets over here. We have that those times derech luchluch is mutter. Those times meluchluch is osur. What happens in the first sheet when it's both? Very simple. Your towel on the outside is dirty, has stains. So you want to wash your hands, moisty, and you want to dry your hands on the towels now. Derech lechluch, you're putting water on top of it on a dirty towel. According to the first sheet, is that also a motor?
Do you like the blackening of the shirt?
No, again, you have stains, you have dirt, mama stains, legit dirt on your towel, legit dirt tip on top of your towel. Could you draw your hand on top of it to get derech lechluch on some of its meluchluch? So you come along with the Prima Gadol, it says, according to the first sheet, the Maaseh is also, of course, but doing the way among the Rishonim, they point out, in the case of the Abba Samayim, they want to tie this derech luchluch, the reason why it's mutter, is only because there's nothing on top of it. Why let people luchluch? Let people, even luchluch, still derech luchluch be mutter. So it sounds like from Rishonim, they point out, the Prima Gadol of the Shabbos point out, the Rishonim would come out before that way, the loch is, that something's derech luchluch and it's meluchluch, the Maaseh is still a also. Come on, be aloch, and he brings it down. This he brings down the Olishamas Prima Gadol. He says, I'm not sure. Maybe I'm with Dover, Maklor, Betzarachim. Maybe I'm with Mutter. He's not Klor, Betzarachim. That means Meshvuah is not Klor. Which way? The other way. And the R and the Israel soul wants to make it from Zalman. There's a big tool in the towels in your house in the first sheet, which we get again after the local Maitre Paskin. In the first sheet, Meshvuah is not clear. Again, he himself says he doesn't know what to go do. And among the Swamis, the Machalikis, the Shem is not like the Prima Gadol. The Maitre should be also. The second shito to define it. We have a case over here that something that is derech luchluch ma'aseh mutter. What defines derech luchluch? The basic way the oil might be asking is they said over here the papoil. Let's say you have a towel over here that's clean. Your hands, you wash your hands, you dry your hands with the towel. The idea has to be dirty the towel. Papoil, you have to dirty it. Then it's mutter. Well, no, the act that you're doing is an act that's not coming to cleanse it, it's coming to what? To dirty it, whether dirty or not, that the act is derech lesson. Isn't the act what we're probably after doing the towel? They point out, you read the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Aleph. He comes along, when he says it over, he defines it. I don't know if he has a feud yet, but he comes along and says, it has to be matanaf, you have to make dirty the mapo. Come with the words of Tashu Shabbat, you have to make dirty the mapo. Come on the Kavachayim and says, lav dafka, you have to dirty it. He says either the saying is lav dafka, because if you have no das to clean it, be ulcer, or you want taino, every time you dry your hands in a towel, mitzvah has to be a little bit dirty it. You might not see it, be machshir it, but vadi, you're drying your hands in a towel, the towel is getting a drop dirty from your hands. Even though after a while, the towel somehow gets more dirty over time. They point out, you read the Rosh. Rosh says, Allah has to go to the Amas HaMayim. The reason why it's mutter, when the Shidna Dachlos is mutter, you know why? Because Roy Pumim, you get dirty from the water. Roy Pumim. But sometimes not. So what's the answer?
Maybe it's clean, but the water is dirty. Meaning,
but he
you,
says,
when you dry your hands after washing them, that is dirt. It's clean, therefore, it's dirt.
That's the question over here. That's how you're to the mean.
No,
after dirty it, you're saying the act. The act
is dirty.
It's not dirty. Right, exactly.
No,
that's the question over here. Do it have to be really dirty or no? That's a shallow beer. Sound like the Rosh, and they look at the Bialoch, gets into the fjord. He also seems to be not clear. He's discussing about changing a kid on the Shemat over here, and he gets involved with it. Is this Derech Lachlan or not Derech Lachlan? He goes back and forth. He's not clear once he makes a lot of Lachlan, which is Yom Gufay, from Makam Sakono, but he also is not clear what the definition of Derech Lachlan over here is. Meister, one simple bottom he has in his footnote, he brings down the Machlan, he's a place in the game, what it defines the get of Derech Lachlan over here. Now again, even in the sheet of Derech Lachlan, the Meister again is going to be Mutter, again, you always have to worry about the Sukkim Schito. Therefore, come on the Mishnah Berurah, Magar Rav, they ring down. Also, if you mock it upon the water, you put the thing on top of it, on your towel, you mock on the towel, avadi yamabayam tansugim schito, which again you have to learn the club and the gate to this Indian over here. Now, one last thing over here, in this shito, let's say it's, you have a bag over here that's completely clean, and it's not derech lechloch. In this shito, what's going to be the locho? It's completely clean, but it's not derech lechloch. You're coming to my to clean it over here. So again, come along with the Prima God and the Graz, they tie another circle. So, what are you doing over here? You're coming to. Why are you cleaning it for? Again, the begging over here is clean completely, but you're not going to pull us that Derek Lifel. Come to clean it. So the Prima God, the Mice, yeah, I come to clean it. Sashin, there's a Semach Tzedek, I'm lazy, the Mice wants to disagree and say, not the way. Again, enough people get to the case of contact lenses that the Kamal Lubiashi wants to pass from the Kula. He quotes his Makhlis of Paiskim. Said, let's say he said, like, I'm go clean it before Shabbos. We go like the second sheet, he wants to tie no. Bethlehem is clean right now, and even though it's not Derech Lechloch, still the mice will be mutter. And he points out, not like the Graz, he says. According to the Graz, the mice will be ulcer. So again, we have these shallows, how to understand these two sheets over here, the first sheet of the second sheet, and Bethlehem, next Chabur will also get involved with the third sheet, the Rebbe sheet, that's Sif Yod, the Mechaber exam. And again, the next Chabur will be pressed and you together, and the Kolon the Schito, and get through more cases.
Where is the sheet?